Hello my angels, in this video I'm going to teach you how you can recognize manipulation, how you can see through people's masks and see and realize what their real intention is. Because trust me, I have been observing, like I am an observer. From the beginning of the time, like when I was born, I had to observe my surroundings very well in order to survive. I became like hypervigilant. I observed everything all the time. And even on social media now, I observe a lot of things that are going on. I observe a lot of influencers and I realize that a lot of you are getting played. Like they play you right in front of your face. Not even influencers, but also companies. And the dangerous thing is that I get a lot of messages from you guys and you have been telling me that even the people in your inner circle that you don't know if they manipulate you, if they are rotten fruits, you don't know what their intentions are. And I'm here to teach you, okay? Because it's really important to realize if someone is a genuine good person or if someone is just working towards an underlying intention of theirs that they won't reveal to you. The first mistake that a lot of you make is that you don't observe people. You meet them and your brain wants to categorize them as fast as you can. Oh, they are nice, they are arrogant, they are cold, they are this, they are that. Stop this, okay? Stop your brain from wanting to categorize everyone within a minute. You need to observe them first, and you need to observe them for a longer period of time to really know what kind of person this is. Because one meeting, if you meet a person for one time, this won't reveal anything big or underlying or really deep to you. This will give you a first impression, of course, but nothing more than that. And I have realized a lot of you guys are so obsessed with yourself, and don't get me wrong, it's good to be obsessed with yourself. But if you are so obsessed with yourself that you forget your surroundings, that you simply don't know how to observe your surroundings, this is where it becomes dangerous. Because trust me, other people, they are observing you. They are not that dumb. They don't just see themselves or themselves in every mirror. Trust me, they are observing you because they want to be one step ahead of you. And I want you to just, whenever you enter a room, observe. Observe how people act when they feel unnoticed. This is a huge thing. When people know that you observe them, or when people know that, like, they are talking to someone and they know that a lot of eyes are on them, of course they will put on a mask. Of course they won't show you their true face. But small glances of them, the way they act, the way they look at someone when someone is getting a compliment, the way their body language speaks for them, observe that. Just notice. Don't judge yet. Just notice. And notice everything. You know when there's a truth coming out and there's someone and they have told you before that there's something wrong with someone, there's something off with someone, but you have never listened to them. And then they come to you and they tell you, I have been telling you. Do you want to know why they have been knowing that from the beginning? Because they trusted their intuition. You have been trusting what others tell you. As if there's a person, okay, and 9 out of 10 people in the room praise that person. Oh, they are so perfect. They are so nice. Then you will think, okay, if I'm the only one now who dislikes this person, there has to be something wrong with my brain. So I just start to like this person now. Even if my intuition is telling me that there is something off with their energy, there is something off with their vibe, oh, I will just ignore that because the others have to be right. Stop that. Your intuition is your most powerful tool, okay? We have been blessed with our intuition because our intuition realizes patterns and realizes underlying intentions and small gestures, like small glances, way, way before our conscious mind can. So if you intuitively feel that there is something off with someone, don't go to them and tell them, oh, my intuition told me there is something off with you, so there has to be something off with you. Don't do that, okay? Observe, observe. If reality proves your intuition right. And don't fall for what other people try to tell you about that person. Because as I said before, most people just adapt the opinion of everyone around them because they are so scared to share their own opinion. they are so scared to get bullied by everyone around them because they don't want to be the outsiders. They don't want to swim against the mass. They want to be one of them, and so they adapt their opinion. The second thing is, if you start to follow someone on social media and this person is a celebrity or famous or whatever, observe what they post and observe what they want to do, what they want to gain from posting that. Don't get me wrong, if someone owns a business or a clothing brand, of course they will post their products. Of course they want to promote their business or their products. Absolutely understandable. But if their stories consist of 90% them promoting their own stuff, them trying to sell you something, or even worse, them having one collaboration after another one, and you see they don't really have a moral system within this. The one day you see them promoting socks for like $50, white socks, and the other day you see them promoting acne products, but you see them having really glowy skin. And that's when you know, okay, this person's intention is just to sell me something. This person's intention is just to make money out of me. And like, if I wanted to see a commercial every time, I would just turn on the TV. I don't need to follow you on Insta for that. Also, watch how people, influencers, talk to their audiences. If they post a picture and they post a picture into their stories, it's okay. But if they post a picture into their stories and they say things like, go like my picture, go leave a comment, go follow me there, who are you? Who are you? Why do you think you can give orders to your audience? Why do you think you can demand something from them? Why do you think that you are in such a high position that you are the queen or the king and they are your little peasants, and if you post a picture and you post it into your story with the caption, go like this, then they will run to your picture and say, oh yeah, I will give you the validation you need immediately. This is where I unfollow someone. If they have to beg for comments, for likes, for followers, I'm out. Because if you really have to give something to people, and if they feel you are true, your genuine intentions, they will support you either way. They will support you from their heart because they want to, not because you told them to, not because you begged them to. So if you see someone doing this, this is a huge red flag. Like, if at this point they are already treating you like you are a peasant, you owe them this like, you owe them this follow, simply go away. Don't play after their rules. Growing up, my father always used to tell me, if you want to see the real character of someone, give them money and power. And this is one of the best advices that has been ever given to me, because trust me, if there's someone in your circle or even a famous person, and suddenly they have a lot of power or they have a lot of money. Sometimes, like most times, money and power come hand in hand, but they get either of it, okay? And they start to act as if they own the world. You really see that they let this get to their head. Like, they really think they are better than everyone else. They are here and you are there. They start to think they can buy everything with their money, their friends, their respect, everything. Know that these people are, in reality, they are extremely desperate. And they think money will fix everything, or fame will fix everything, or success will fix everything. Don't get me wrong. Financial stability is something we all want to have, and everyone should aim for this. But if you gain this financial independency at one point, and you let it get to your head so much that your whole character is based on money, sorry, but this is where I lose all of my respect for you. Because money, for me, money is a tool. A tool that allows me to be free. A tool that allows me to help others. A tool that allows me to choose what I want to be, to choose what I want to do without feeling like any stress on myself. But I would never, I could own billions, okay? And I would never let it get to my head. This is just who I am as a person. I would never let it get to my head. When it comes to power, one thing you need to realize is that if someone treats you different when they are suddenly in charge of something, like suddenly they have authority over you or over something else, like maybe you do a group project and they are in charge and they get really aggressive about this, they really let you show, yeah, I am in charge, I have the power, know that this was inside of them every time. Now they just have the opportunity to show you who they really are. And if someone does this, if someone lets their character gets changed by money or power, this was their character all along. Now they just have the opportunity, the stage to show off who they really are inside. Body language. Body language is so important. I got into body language, I think, 2016, 2017. This, like, 2017 was when I started reading all of Robert Greene's books. So I know basically everything about manipulation. This is why I try to teach you all about these things. But if you want to read about body language, read Joe Novera's books. He was a former FBI agent. He knows everything. I have learned from his books. He even has like free videos on YouTube. You don't have to pay money for books. But, you know, your conscious mind can decide to not say the things that you really feel or the things that you really think. If you think about someone, oh, they are so annoying, I don't like them, your conscious mind can tell you, hey, don't say that, you will get yourself in trouble, okay? But your subconscious mind, your body, will represent your true feeling. It's extremely, extremely hard for people to control their body languages. It takes a lot of training to control your body language all the time. This is why the true feelings, the true emotions of someone is always shown by their body language. You can trust me on that. If they're standing a girl and she says to you, oh yeah, I like you so much, but she's standing there like this, oh yeah, I like you so much, know that she's lying. There is something wrong. Because when people stand like this, like when they protect their organs, their safe organs, their lungs, their heart, this is when they feel threatened by a situation. Because we humans just do that to protect ourselves, to stay alive. This is when we protect the sensitive areas. Or if someone feels stressed, they tend to tingle a lot, they tend to, you know, scratch themselves. Of course, there are always exceptions. This is why also when it comes to body languages, you need to observe people over a longer period of time to see what is their normal body language, because a lot of people tend to have tics, or they tend to always scratch themselves, they tend to, you know, have this self-soothing gestures that they always do. So you need to realize what their normal body language is in order to know what their emotional body language is. There's this thing that I did when I was like a teenager, and I would call it Trojanic horse. If you know the story about the Trojanic horse, you will know what I mean. But I would tell people information about me that weren't true, and they were maybe two people, and I would change a small but important fact to one of the persons, and I would tell the other person something else. So maybe I would tell the one person, yeah, I wore a blue t-shirt when that happened, and the other person, I wore a red t-shirt when it happened. Whatever, this is just an example. I didn't tell them about what I was wearing. And when this information made the round, when suddenly everyone knew about this, I would immediately knew who of them talked. Like, I just did this when I had this feeling that something of them might be off. Like, I would give them the power to expose me. And if they used that power, if they used that fake information, of course they didn't know it was fake, I knew, okay, you can't be trusted. Sometimes you have to give people the opportunity to go against you to see if they use that opportunity. And don't give them anything to their hand that could really damage you, but give them the feeling, I trust you, you have the power over me. And see, what do they do with that power? Do they use it against you? Do they use it to protect you? By knowing how someone acts when they could hurt you, they could use something against you, this is when you know if you can trust them with bigger things. But don't trust them right away. Beware of the people who want to be loved and liked by everyone. Your character is also shown by the opinions you have, by the things you refuse to like, by the things you don't support, by the things you dislike. And if there's someone and you have a huge fight with someone, a fight where someone really disrespected you to the core, not just the fight where you said, okay, we both had a bad day, but the fight where they disrespected you to the core. And you tell that one friend, that one person, yeah, I had a fight with them, they disrespected me, and they are over there like, oh, yeah, this is your fight, this is your problem, I won't take sides. If they always do this, chances are high that, like, you talk about someone you talk about what someone did to you and they say nothing. And when they're with someone else and there's someone on the table sitting talking bad about you, they won't say anything else as well. Because they are scared to share their opinion, scared to make themselves enemies, like people who dislike them. And there's this quote and it goes, a friend to all is a friend to none. I go with this quote. Like, if you don't have at least one thing or one person who can stand you in your entire life, you're either a people pleaser, and this can be fixed, or you refuse to take sides. You want to be good with everyone, but you can't be good with everyone because there is always something happening. And if someone disrespects your friend and you stand there and you do nothing about this, and you say, I don't want to take sides, you are not a real friend. I'm sorry. You are not a real friend. If you were my friend and you would do this, you wouldn't be my friend any longer. I would cut you off. I really share like my insights and my secrets with you guys now, but never reveal your cards. I know if there's someone you dislike and you suddenly have an information about them, and you want to show them, oh, I am in charge now, I have this information of you, and I need to show you that I have this information of you. I need to show you that I have this power over you. This is the weakest and dumbest thing you could do. See, there was this girl once, okay? She started following me, I started following her. Everything was good, she was nice, she messaged me, she said, hey, queen, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, nice girl. And a couple of days after that, someone sent me a story and I couldn't see the story. I was like, oh, whose story is this? And they were like, huh? You can't see the story? I was like, no. And she was like, but you follow her. And I was like, okay. I went to my other account, like my Percy Finn's Diaries account. And I looked at her profile and suddenly I could see all of her stories. So I knew she blocked me from her stories. I don't know why. I don't need to know. But at this point, I knew there is something off with this girl. Why would she call me queen? Why would she act as if she likes me? And then block all of her stories from me? And you know, a weak person would text her. They would be like, why did you do this? Why did you do that? But a smart person, they would act as if nothing has happened. Just play on. They want to play. And just imagine it as a stage. Like, they are on stage and you are behind the curtains, and you could like put the curtains aside and show them, oh, I see who you really are. Don't do this. Let them play their play to the end. Because I realized, okay, this girl has a hidden agenda. She wants to do something. I don't know what she wants to do, but I'm not going to play this card out yet. I'm going to keep it in my pocket. And when time is ready, I'm going to show her that I know this and this, and I know that there's something off, and I know that she secretly dislikes me, but I won't do it now. Listen to me now. This is one of the most important things about manipulation, okay? Your ego is trying to tell you, show them that you've got the upper hand. This is your ego. This is the dumbest decision you could make. Let me tell you one thing. The people who really have the upper hand, they never tell you, I have the upper hand. They would rather let you think that you are in power, you are in charge, and make them seen as weak in front of you. This is something that is also like, in Art of War, the book Art of War, it is stated, appear weak when you are strong and appear strong when you are weak. So if you go out to the world and you constantly want to show everyone, oh, I have the upper hand, I have the power. You don't really have the power. This is just your ego trying to tell you that you need to prove them something. But you are destroying everything for yourself because you need to let them feel as if they are safe to manipulate you to see how far they will go. Not when it comes to real abuse or toxic relationships. But if you see that there's a person and this person's like plotting against you in some sort, don't let them know that you know what they're doing. Observe what they are doing. Because they think they are safe. And the safer they think they are, the more and more easier they will reveal to you by not paying enough attention what their real intentions are, okay? see how they treat people who can do nothing for them, like service workers, homeless people, strangers, animals. See how they treat those people. Because it says a lot about your character, how you treat those who can do nothing for you. And if you see that they used their privileged position to make fun of someone, to treat someone without respect, then you know, okay, their character is actually really negative. And also, observe how they act towards you when they want something of you. Because I know a lot of people, when they want something from me, they are overly nice. Like, they message me, oh my god, how are you? Oh, you're so beautiful. And I know exactly like what's coming. And then they ask for a favor. And when they need nothing from me, I don't hear anything from them. These are fake people. People who just want to manipulate you into you doing things for them. Don't fall for their fake kindness. This is not real kindness. They are not genuinely interested in you. They just want to act nice, so you will do things for them. How do they react to criticism? And when I say criticism, I mean criticism. I don't mean hate. I don't mean people bullying them. I mean criticism. If they get overly emotional, if they get overly aggressive over someone correcting them, over someone telling them, hey, maybe you could do it in this way, or hey, if I could give you a quick tip, or hey, I have seen that you struggle with this, maybe I could help you. And they get overly emotional, they get overly like, I know this better than you, like, who are you to tell me? Who are you to teach me? Then you know this person has an ego problem. And someone who has an ego problem, who has a low self-esteem, they react extremely emotional to criticism because they don't know who they are inside, they don't know their worth inside, and if there's someone outside of them don't validating them the way they would want others to validate them, this is when their self-image begins to crumble and they can't stand it. They can stand it when their self-image begins to crumble because, as I said before, they have no real sense of identity. Because a person who is very strong and who is very confident, they know, okay, if someone comes to me and they tell me, hey, like if you tell me, hey, your videos are like under my first video was chaotic. I knew this, but I had to record this video because I knew, okay, if I don't do this now, I will do this never. This is like another thing. But a lot of you commented on this video and you said, hey, great video, but you could do this and this and this better. You could adjust the lighting or you could put subtitles in here. And I took your criticism and I was like, yeah, they are right. Like, I can do this better. But if someone says something like this to them and they are like, who are you? Who are you to tell me that I could do this and this? But this person who told them really had just the best intentions. That's when you know, okay, I should take my distance from them. Because someone who can't take criticism, especially constructive criticism, is the person who will always think that they are right. Like, everyone in the world is wrong, but they are perfect and they are right. And how dare you? How dare you to correct them? How dare you to let them know that you know more about the topic than them? Because they think they are here and everyone else is there. They can teach you something, but who are you to teach them something? If they talk, if they hold a conversation, if they talk to you, if they post something, if, I don't know, what is their main intention? Is their main intention to connect with you? Is their main intention to check after you? Is their main intention to tell you something, to teach you something? Or is their main intention to just talk about themselves 24/7? If you have a friend, I had this friend, like whenever I told them something, I could go through hell and I would tell them a little bit about this. And they would just take the situation and would make it about themselves. Like, I could tell them, I'm going through hell right now. And they would tell me, I had a candle once and I lit it with fire. It reminds me of the world hell. This is when you know they are self-obsessed. And as I said before, don't get me wrong, it's good to care about yourself. But if you are self-obsessed, if you have not an ounce of sympathy or empathy for other people left, at this point, you just use other people for validation. If you are constantly telling them about you, but the second they tell you something about them, you are like, oh no, this is so boring to me. Let people talk. If they never let you talk, if they never ask about you, if they show you that every single encounter with you is just about them, that's when you know they are kind of, you know, draining. They drain your energy because you are forced to listen and validate them. And if you want to tell them something, oh, no, suddenly I have to go. Surround yourself with people who want to listen to you, okay? And people who make you feel like your opinion is important as well. Your presence is important as well. What you tell them is important as well. You don't need to play the validation source for anyone. Of course, if you like someone, you want to support them, you want to give them your love, and you want to give them everything, you like your affection and everything. But if you see that they just take and take and take and take, and they never give you something back, that's when you know that they are toxic. Dare to question truths, dare to swim against the mass, and dare to question what is said to be true. Don't believe everything people tell you. Don't believe everything you see in the media. Don't believe everything a celebrity tells you. Think for yourself. Even if I am telling you something, think for yourself. Sit in your room and think, does it make sense what she tells me? Don't just simply believe everything people tell you on the internet. Don't just simply believe that, oh, everyone likes them, I have to like them. Everyone likes this show, I have to like this show. Everyone hates this book, I have to hate this book. Have opinions for yourself. Create opinions for yourself. Take all of the information it gets, sit with them, and then judge for yourself and think, okay, actually, this is my opinion about this. And let your opinion be affected by no one else but you yourself. And if you want to have the opinion of others, go to them, talk to them, and ask them, what is your opinion about this topic? It's very important to have these discussions with people, especially when it comes to topics like politics or history or art. Like, it's interesting to hear other people's opinions. But at the end of the day, the person whose opinion you should listen to and whose opinion you should form is the one of yourself. This was my video. I really hope that this video has helped you guys. And yes, please take care of you, and I love you.